Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Sexy Virus. This file might have a deeper effect on you than you'd expect. See, ideas are interesting. They burrow their way in. They're contagious and sneaky. Ideas can spread like wildfire with just a few words. And you're already listening. You're already paying attention. If I were to share some ideas with you, how long would they stay in your mind? How much would your thoughts continue to mill them around, shaping and reshaping them until the ideas are something else entirely? And what kind of ideas would I want to infect you with? Well, sexy, sensual, sweet. They're words with no strict definition, since it's different for everyone. But there's an idea, a concept, a thought, this wondering about what it means. What is sexy to you? And those thoughts, that simple idea, can have effects like a snowball rolling down the hill, taking with it all these different ideas and sensations. It's a mixture of certain forms of arousal, of appreciation of sexuality, of a wonderful idea of sensitivity spreading, either through your body or your mind. Sexuality isn't just physical. No, quite the opposite. It is an incredibly mental affair. And all I'm doing is using your imagination against you to infect your mind with this simple idea. Feeling sexy. What does it mean to you? And the more you think about it, the more impossible it is to visualize, to realize that dream. And yet it seems so easy. It's a state of mind, one which you'll find easily once you let go of your thoughts. What it means is never quite what it seems. Nobody can tell you exactly what it is. Even my words are no more than signposts in a fuzzy, drifting world. What does it mean to be sexy? The more those thoughts twist and turn in your head, they linger, the more they fall into a place where they sink, creating echoes and imprints of previous thoughts, of previous ideals. And then They are no more than an echo of their previous self. But you know, this isn't exactly hypnosis. This is just a few thoughts. There has been no countdown, no mysterious suggestions. Just me talking about an idea, one that may spread to your mind, and from there it could find other thoughts to spread to. As you discuss the idea, the desire inside growing. Of course, all of this is just circumstantial. It wasn't my words that put you on the road of exploring your own sexuality, feeling more sexy and sensual and sweet with yourself. It was always there, wasn't it? See, this isn't a virus, it's just a few words. It's completely safe to think about again and again. Even if you don't, that's completely normal. Of course, you may not always be aware of when your thoughts are drifting past the ideas that I share. And yet, there's some awareness, some idea, some mysterious mission of spreading. So while you listen and enjoy yourself, allow the virus to spread. And remember, it's just words instead. Even if words are powerful and ideas can grow, I'm sure you'll know what's best for you. And how to be the most sexy. Have fun.